Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. Today I'm going to be talking to members of the tissue viability team about moisture-associated skin damage and some of the preventative measures that we can take. To start, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Morning, my name's Daisy. I'm the lead nurse for tissue viability here at the Hillingdon Hospital.
My name is Adelaide and I am a tissue viability specialist nurse here at Hillingdon Hospital.
Good morning, my name is Marina. I'm one of the tissue viability specialists at Hillingdon Hospital.
Brilliant. So for anyone who's listening and might not already know, what do we mean by moisture-associated skin damage and what are some examples of that?
So moisture-associated skin damage is more of an umbrella term for skin damage that's caused by prolonged exposure to moisture. Now, the source of this moisture can be different from patient to patient. Sort of you treat it case by case, but it can be perspiration, wound exudate, mucus, saliva, stool, urine. It ranges. So MASD is characterized by inflammation of the skin occurring with or without erosion. So that's sort of how it appears clinically. Sort of within the organization, I would say that due to our acuity and the ranges of different patients we see, we do see sort of a wide range of different types of MASD in our inpatient units. Lots of this is sort of admitted with, they're coming into the organisation with it. But it's something that we have to be very mindful of and prevent. And we have lots of measures within the organisation that we can take to prevent this.
So what are some of the most common causes?
So one of the most common causes, obviously, is the prolonged contact with moisture. So quite often it can be the lack of personal care, and we need to increase the frequency of personal care in terms of changing of pads, repositioning, being mindful of catheters bypassing, that kind of thing. Also wounds that are very wet, so we need to make sure we're reviewing those wounds, making sure that we have adequate dressings that will absorb that moisture and stop it going to the surrounding skins. So yeah, we do see different cases of it.
Are there any patient groups who might be at higher risk of it?
Yeah, so within the organisation, we use our risk assessment tool, which is Purpose T, which we use, and that will be able to highlight these patients that are high risk. Generally, patients who are incontinent are of higher risk. Patients who are bedbound are plus size patient with large skin folds are at greater risk of MASD. Patients with bilateral leg ulcers that are very weepy. Patients that have a sort of a source of moisture that's not being controlled would be deemed as high risk.
Why is it so important that we raise more awareness of the variety of types of moisture-associated skin damage that there are under that term?
Now, it's very important to identify your patients at risk, because if the MASD is left untreated, moisture associated skin damage or MASD can lead to further complication. It can cause pressure ulcers and other skin conditions, including fungal infections.
So what are some of the ways in which we can try to prevent that type of skin damage?
So it's very important to identify the high-risk patients, provide appropriate surface where the patient is being nursed, appropriate products, barrier products to protect the skin, providing appropriate personal care, maintaining good hygiene, keep the area clean and dry.
So where can people access additional support if they're concerned about someone who is under their care?
So if you have concerns about somebody under your care, you can contact us directly, the tissue viability team. The bleep number is 7040 or extension number is 3824. Alternatively, we always try and guide people to the our intranet page, which we keep up to date. And then, like Marina had mentioned, there was products that we can use, like barrier products. So we can seek support from the representatives of them products themselves, and they do offer to come in and offer support and do some teaching on them products. So we can seek their support as well.
Thank you. So what are some of the key points that you hope people will take away from today's podcast?
The key points we'd like people to take away is really everybody is kind of at risk. And obviously Daisy has mentioned the patients at higher risk. So these patients need to be ensuring, you know, the purpose to risk assessment tool is completed. You're using the barrier products and the preventative measures that Marina mentioned enable to prevent these. Early prevention is key, and then obviously please seek support from us if you're needing support with management.
Lovely, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.